Judgment will come upon those who do not know the Lord, and the judgment rendered will be eternal damnation. Judgment will also come on believers, but not for our sin. Our sin was judged at Calvary in Jesus. So what will our judgment be? That's what we're discovering on today's Day by Day. James chapter 5, verse 9. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. In verse 9, the coming of the Lord is used as motivation not to grumble, because both the living and the dead will be judged. But how will believers be judged? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Revelation 22, 12. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it'll be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So the judgment that's coming the believer's way should not lead us to fear, but should motivate us to begin storing up treasure in heaven and to lead us to live holy lives. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 says, since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish, and at peace. The nearness of God, him standing at the door, should motivate us not to grumble. So the picture is that Christ is at any moment ready to burst through the door of time and history. This is the next major event on God's timetable. And this should serve as encouragement to know that suffering and injustices will end. That the suddenness of his appearing should also motivate us to be found faithful in our speech, in our words, in our acts. Like the farmer mentioned in verse 7, we can't control the rain. We can't control when the Lord's coming back, but we can trust the Lord and we can be faithful to his work. When you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family are missionaries in Costa Rica. Also, remember the Igbo Life Word broadcast in Nigeria.